man with our tongue. So praise the Lord. What we say on this Friday, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Gracious Father, our Heavenly King, our Savior, our Confidant, our Protector, our Lord, we just worship you this morning. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory, for you are our God. You are our Abba Father. You are our friend, Lord. We thank you for being all of that and more to us. Father, we come to you this morning thanking you for getting us up this morning, oh God, in our right minds with the activity of our limbs, Father. You had your angels encamped around about us, oh Lord. You covered us, Lord, so that we could get up this morning to serve you, to praise you, oh God. We just thank you so much to go about the things that you have on our schedule for this day. Lord, we thank and praise you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts and the entire D.A.C. De Leon family. Father, we thank you that they watched what they said, oh God, but did according to your word to start the TMC call, to start Artists International, Lord. Did not speak death over it, but life, oh God, and we see the abundance of it all. Now, Father, we pray that you bestow that same abundance over their lives in every single area. Father, we thank and praise you, for you do have a plan. You do have a future for us. And Father, we thank you for the word that will go forth, that will sow into us, oh God, that will order our footsteps, oh Lord. We thank you for the speaker who will bring that word, a fresh anointing, downloaded from the throne room of heaven. Father, bless their going out and their coming in. All of you as they deliver the word, and not one single negative them whatsoever. Father, we thank and praise you for our TMC family. Father, we thank you that we will all watch what we say. Father, we thank you that you are blessing their households. We thank you, Lord, that you are ordering their footsteps. We thank you, Lord, that you are just blessing them with favor in every direction they turn, east, south, north, and west, in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we command the airwaves to line up with the word of God this morning. We thank you that the word will go forth with clarity. We thank you that there will be no interruptions by Satan or any of his cohorts as the speaker brings forth the word. And Father, a special prayer this morning for the godmother who is in the hospital. Oh God, we know that you are well able to raise her up, and we give you praise for that. Lord, we call it done. We love you, Lord, and we daily seek to please you. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, my TMC family. Go out and have a wonderful day as we watch what we say, not only today, but in the days ahead. In Jesus' name. I love you. It's the host. It's our host.
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Minister Willa?
Yes, I can, my sister. It's all yours.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much for that powerful prayer and an awesome, awesome tag. And I'm going to welcome each and every single one of you along with Minister Willa. This is Minister Robin here in New Jersey. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. And we are so glad that you have joined us on this Friday. We are excited to hear the word that is going to come forward. But let me just share with someone who may be on the line that is new, and just to remind others what this call is all about. This is the Master's Call. It's about the King of Kings and the Great I Am. And it was founded by two wonderful women of God. You heard their names mentioned, Dr. P.K. Roberts. She is known as the ambassador. She is the ambassador of Artists International. And she is on a sabbatical seeking and serving our God. And we say good morning to you, Dr. P.K., and also affectionately known, our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. She is our mother eagle, and again, good morning to you, Dr. V. These two women, they listen to the voice of God, and we have this awesome call. They did not speak death. They spoke life, and glory to God, it has been manifested, and we are approaching year 4 in October. We have a scripture that we stand on. You can locate it in Psalms 88:13. It reads, but to you I cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our prayers go to the Lord. We seek him, we pray to him, we believe his word, we stand on his word, and today is Friday, and we're going to continue doing that, which we do daily, but Friday is a day where we take your prayer requests. So stay on the call and give us your prayer requests and your praise reports, and we'll bring them to the Father because it's an honor and it's a privilege. And our mission statement is definitely, definitely enriching us. It is enhancing us and empowering us as believers as we begin our day. We have a website for you. Our website is themasterscall.net. Listen to today's message. You can listen to any message on that site. You can download them if you choose to do so. You can also send us emails. You can send them to info@themasterscall.net. That is I-N-F-O, info@themasterscall.net. We'll take your prayer request if you can't stay on today, and we will also take your praise reports. And if you would like to join us, come on, leave us a message, and we will get back to you. Immediately following this call, we have our morning motivational call, and that is led and hosted by the godmother, Dr. Dorothy Cook of Artists International, and her awesome, awesome team members. There are leaders that are sharing what God is doing with us in Artists International, because many of us are health and wellness distributors. And if you want to find out more about Artists International, feel free to dial into that number, and that number is 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-POUND. Now, I'm going to move to the side, and I'm going to share with you a little bit about this mighty man of God who is coming forward with the word. Make sure you have your pen and your paper. Make sure you have your Bible so you can hear what he is going to tell us today from the throne room of God. Well, Pastor Derek, he is a pastor, and he has been pastoring for over 15-plus years. He's the senior pastor and the president of Divine Word of Truth in Brooklyn, New York. He is known and he's loved by his first lady, Beverly Brazenell. They have three wonderful children who are serving God, Nigel, Clavia, and Angel. They also have three grandchildren. He travels worldwide. He has been to Canada, Barbados, St. Croix, St. Thomas, all over, sharing the word of God. And he is very instrumental in the lives of all of those that he interacts with. He, too, is an artist entrepreneur, and his desire is to win many, many to the world for our King. Well, I'm excited. I don't want to take any more time. I'll come back with additional announcements. Let's move forward and hear what the mighty man of God has to tell us from our King. Are you there, Pastor Derek?
Good morning, Minister Robin. God bless you this morning.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. It's all yours.
Man, praise God. Well, we give God thanks and praise this morning. It's another beautiful day in New York. Amen. Brooklyn, to be precise, and I know all over these United States and wherever you are listening from, it's beautiful. Amen. We thank God for allowing us to see another day. Father, I lift you up this morning. I give you all of the glory. I give you all of the praise. You, O God, is the one who is worthy. And we are grateful today, Father God, for this privilege that we can be on the Master's Call another time. And we thank you, God, for our hosts, O God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, O God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and each and every, oh God, artist, distributor, and guest who might be joining us for the first time. So we say thank you this morning. Have your way, I pray. I pray for that anointing, the anointing, the anointing that made preaching easy to be upon me now in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. It's a beautiful day, and it's a privilege of mine. I always count it an honor to be able to come and share Amen. And I thank God for Dr. V, as she is so preciously called, for the reminder. Amen. Praise God. Every time that I have to bring a word, I thank God for you, my sister. And as I close, I would leave a minute or so, or 30 seconds to pray. Amen. For the godmother, amen, of artists, amen, Lady Dorothy Cook. And we're going to be praying for her. Praise God. I want to talk to us today about family and how, amen, important it is. And even I believe that this is a timely word. You know, I tried to change it, and I opened my nose, and I went right back to this same message. So I believe that God wants somebody to hear this word today, amen, on the family. Amen. I'm using Genesis chapter number 2, verses 18 to the end, and I'm going to read it expeditiously and to read on this wise. And the Lord, let me see, verse 15, I'm going to use 18 because of time. And the Lord God said, it is not good for man that she should be alone, and I will make him as helpmeet for him. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was its name thereof. And Adam gave names to every cattle and the fowls of the air and every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found that help meet for him. And the Lord God caused it be sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took the rib, one rib of Adam, and clothes of the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall the man leave his father and mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and they were not ashamed. I want to talk to us today from a series I did from Focus on the Family. Amen. The family unit, the family unit, the family unit. Amen. And the family unit, amen, the family was the first social structure that God produced. And I look at the message this morning, and I think about, amen, I just heard it mentioned, and I hope I'm right, that, amen, Dr. Roberts is on a sabbatical, and mother, godmother is in the hospital, and somebody is sick, and somebody is doing something. So you think about the family and how important it is, amen, to all of us, the information we're getting, that we can pray, that we can call, that we can send a text, we can send an email. I'm telling you, when you think about, amen, the family this morning, it's the lifeline of who we are as a people. Oh, I'm feeling this word already. I want you to pray for me for the next, amen, 12 or 13 minutes that I would be able to articulate, amen, this word to you this morning. Praise God. So to understand that the structure of the family is one of the first structures that God produced. He formed the first family by joining Adam and Eve together as man or husband and wife. Genesis chapter number 2, 18 through 24. And the man and the woman became the nucleus, amen, praise God, the center part of the family unit. So to understand this morning, brothers and sisters, artist family, we thank God for the Diaz de Leon family. Amen. Praise God. Because, again, when you think about the nucleus, you think about the center of the family and the father, the mother. Amen. We have families today. We know that they are single family homes. But it did not start it that way. It started with a man and a woman. But something went wrong, and either he left or she left. So now she's left alone, and he was left alone. But the nucleus of the family is that man and that woman, amen, praise God, raising their family. Is anybody here today? I'm feeling this word. The question one may ask, why did God create the family structure? And we read it in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. It says that God created the woman as a helper compatible to Adam. God created, praise God, the woman, and he made her compatible. He made somebody, amen, praise God, who would enhance the man, who would come alongside, amen, to make the man, I want to use the word complete, but for us to understand, it's not just the completion of the human being, but it was, amen, something that enhanced each other. The Bible says that God, amen, after he created Adam, he brought onto Adam all the animals. After God, amen, called them into being, he said, let there be. And these animals were coming, and the reptiles and those different, amen, species was coming. But what God did, he brought them onto Adam, and the Bible said, whatever name Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam looked at those animals, and he would have seen two dogs and two sheep and two goats and two serpents and two birds and two feline and two of everything, and they were having a happy time. But to Adam, there was no one there for him. Compatible, oh my Jesus, compatible to him. So we look at compatibility today, and we look at the family structure, and I know time would run out on me, so I want to get this point in for us to understand, brothers and sisters, to understand how important the family is. Some of you on this call this morning, you grew up in a single-parent home. Some of you, your mom was never there. Your dad was never there. You never had that, amen, praise God, that support system in place for you to be, amen, a successful man or woman. But look at you now, because you see, whoever God placed in your life, amen, as a guardian, able someone to help you in your life, you have reached a place now where you, amen, can look back and see where God brought you from. But today, what you're looking at now, I want to form a stronger family than the one I grew up in. Oh, somebody shout hallelujah out there this morning. Hallelujah. So to understand, it doesn't matter, amen, how you grew up, but today we need to do better. I'm telling you, I grew up where my father and my mom, they had four children early in their lives. But when they married, their marriage lasts 1 month, and they divorced. And today, I'm sharing this with you not to tell you my family's business, but my father is on his fourth wife. But I look at myself, I got married, amen, not so early. I was eligible to be married, and it's 32 years ongoing now since I've been married. And I'm not saying that to brag, to understand that even my marriage is not a perfect one, but God has kept my wife and I together, that we have raised a family, that we have three children, as you heard in my bio. Amen. Praise God. The last one is 25. She's getting married this year. The other two are already married, and they're on their own. They have raised their family. Why is it that this is happening, and it's happened to so many families? It's because they see their parents having a marriage that was working. Yes, we have our little ups and downs, but they were in a two-parent household, and our children is following suit. So I'm saying something to you today, beloved one, in order for us to have a strong family, and I'm not saying that a single family, a single home parent is not a strong family, but it is stronger when there are two people, a mom and a dad, a male and a female. I wanted to just, amen, underline that. Amen. It's a stronger structure, because you look at some of our sons, when they are growing up with a mom, sometimes they dominate the home instead of understanding that dad is not there. Mom has to pull her weight. She has to do what my dad should do instead of the son, especially and the daughter sometimes, support the mom. They begin to rebel because there's no male voice in the house. Amen. Praise God to make a difference. Is anybody hearing me today? And we understand that we can have a successful family, because if he leaves, he leaves. Amen. Praise God. Life goes on. Praise God. But I'm making the point this morning for us to understand that God made, amen, the woman that she should be compatible to Adam, which indicates that the man and the woman were brought together first for relationship. The wife, the woman, was to help her husband, and the husband was to take care of his wife. Is anybody hearing me today? To take care of the person in his life. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. And they too, the man and the woman together, were to meet the needs of their children, their offspring. Amen. Praise God of their relationship. Is anybody out there this morning for us to understand how important, amen, that structure was? Amen. Praise God. The man had a responsibility. The man was, amen, praise God, partially means the husband in the Hebrew. It means one who dominates or rules. And to understand the context of this statement, is not that he rules his family with an iron rod. It's not that he's a tyrant. It's not that his woman or his wife is what we would call a doormat. Praise God. No, it's not that. But you see, as a man, we have to stand up as man. Amen. Praise God. We have to make a difference. Amen. We have to be the breadwinner. And we know, Lord, have mercy. Trouble now for Pastor Allen, because we look at all this and we see the success of so many women. And it's a great, 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 great thing. Amen. And we saw, amen, over the years in the United States when women were not allowed to vote, women were to keep silent. But today, women have they can speak and they have spoken in volume. And the success of our artists, amen, entrepreneurs, we see more women standing out, amen, making a difference, and it's a great thing. But to understand the plan of God, amen, initially, the man had to go out and work. The woman had to take care of the home, and that is how the structure was. Amen, praise God, but we know time has changed. But praise God, I want to encourage our ladies, it doesn't matter how much money you have, how successful you are, you respect your husband, respect your sons, teach your sons to love, amen, the woman, and not to take advantage of her, but to be, amen, praise God, understand that she is the weaker vessel in context. Lord, have mercy, in context, praise the name of the Lord, hallelujah. My time is coming to a close, so let me just make these last few points. Praise God, hallelujah, that the family, praise the name of the Lord, is both the fundamental unit of society as well as the root of our culture. Can I say that again? That the family is both the fundamental unit of society as well as the root of our culture. Praise the name of the family, the family. Amen. Praise God. It is a perpetual source of, amen, encouragement, amen, advocacy, amen, assurance, emotional, fueling the empower the children or the child, amen, of virtue, which can, praise God, hallelujah, confident into the greater world and to become all that they can be, the family structure. There's a Chinese proverb that said, the bond that linked the family, your true family is not one of blood, but the respect and joy in each other's life. Oh, praise God. Listen to this. All happy families resemble each other. Amen. Each unhappy family is unhappy in its own way. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. There's so much to say this morning, but because of time, I'm going to bring it in, praise God, to understand that family tradition counters alienation and, praise God, confusion. They help to define who you are. Amen. Praise God. They prove something steady, amen, reliable and safe in a confused world. Is anybody hearing me today? The strength of a family, like the strength of an army, is its loyalty to each other. Without, amen, praise God, the commitment, there is no unity. Praise God, the nucleus of the community is the family, but there has to be a commitment, praise God, a united front. Praise God, both parents pulling their weight, understanding that the structure of the family, the success of the family, the success of the church, there need to be God, a weak structure will fail all the time. The Bible told us about the man who built a house on the sand and the wind blew. Amen. Praise God. The flood came and the wind blew and it blew the house down. But there was another man who built his house on the rock. He built a house, amen, and something solid. And the flood came and the wind blew, but the house stood. Is anybody hearing me today? God made the woman to be compatible to the man. The man must take care of his family. I'm here to encourage, amen, somebody out there, amen, in honest land to understand as successful as you are, you're building your business. Do not be too busy to remember your wife. Do not be too busy to remember your children. Do not be too busy to remember the important things of your life. Oh, praise God, somebody. Hallelujah. Praise God. A good father, amen, taught his children as full human being and took note of their feelings, their ability. Is anybody hearing me today? We are missing, amen, praise God, that family structure that can carry on a generation. If we do not structure our family right, we would have loss, amen. Praise God, the image of what a real family is. So today I'm encouraging you today to understand, to focus on your family. The family structure is the nucleus of our society, of our community. God bless you this morning is my prayer. Over to our host this morning.
Amen, amen. Glory to God. Thank you so much, Pastor Jared, for that powerful, powerful word. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Pastor, I will call you back with our daily benediction. And then family members, please stay on the line because Dr. B will come on and we will have prayer requests. Father, thank you for being our Father. Thank you for your Son, Jesus, that you gave to us. You loved us so much that he died for us and he rose again. And now he's seated at the right hand of you and he's making intercession on our behalf. And now we are part of your family. Family is important here on earth and in heaven. So we thank you for that privilege, Lord Jesus. And right now, I thank you because you have said the word and you healed your people. You said, Lord, that you heal the brokenhearted and you bind up their wounds. I thank you because a merry heart does really, really good. It's like medicine. And there will not be any broken spirit nor dry bones in the name of Jesus. So family members, you are God's beloved. And we pray that you are going to prosper and you are going to be in great health. And your soul is prospering in the mighty name of Jesus. Because he took sickness away from you. He himself bore your infirmity. And by the stripes that he accepted on his body, you are healed. He said that the signs will follow those who believe. And we believe. So we speak the word. We send the word to our godmother in the hospital. We thank you, Father, for your favor that's around her. We thank you, Lord God, for the physicians. We thank you, Lord, for the nurses. We thank you, Lord, for the candy stripes, Father. We know that she has your favor, and she is recovering in the name of Jesus. Her body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and sickness has no right. It can't stay. It is gone in the name of Jesus, and we come in agreement. We decree it. We declare it. We send it forward. And there's no time, nor space, nor distance between the word of God. And it will not return void. It is going forward, and it's going to accomplish everything our God said it will do. Right now, there will not be any tumors in anyone's body. If it is, it has to dry up and shrink in the mighty name of Jesus. It has to be uprooted. It will die from the root, and it will not return a second time. According to Naaman 1:9, Father, I thank you that every organ and every tissue functions properly, is perfected the way that you created it in your people. I thank you that Joni is healthy, Father, in the name of Jesus.
I thank you that Marie Preston, Father, one of our platinums, she wants in divine help, Lord God, and anyone else under the sound of my voice, Father God. And you are Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. I thank you for your peace. You said that you comfort those that mourn. I thank you, Lord, for those that are mourning, Father God. For we know joy comes, Father, to the Weatherspoon family. We know, Lord God, where their uncle is. He is with you, Father God. So, Father God, we thank you for this celebration. We thank you for the homegoing. Yes, he will be missed, Father God, but we know Mother Chelsea, Father God, she knows her God, Father, and she does great exploits for you, Lord God. And we know that you have her, and you're watching over her, Father, in the
Amen.
Mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you that everything is done according to your plan, in Jesus' name. Well, family members, if you want to listen to this call, you can dial in to 712-432-1085. That's just the replay number. Use the same PIN, 957-677-POUND. We have our morning motivational call. That number is 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598-POUND. And we want to thank Tavella for being the fill-in for our godmother. Thank you so much for that. And I want to say to each one of you, have a wonderful day. Pastor Derek, come forward, bring us our daily benediction. And don't forget, family, we want to pray for you. Stay on the call. We are going to speak the word of God over your situation, and we are going to rejoice with you with your praise report in the mighty name of Jesus. Pastor Derek.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Again, thanks, amen, to the host for allowing me to be on this morning. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for, oh God, Lady Dorothy Croak, in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is that has taken her to the hospital, we pray in Jesus' name. That God, you're going to touch her body even now. Lord God, you know everything. And where, oh God, even as we pray this morning, medical science has failed, you never fail. So God, we pray and we know that you're taking care of her. And her best interest, her body's in your capable hand. Thank you for all the prayers that have been lifted up. Thank you, God, for the master's morning call. Thank you for Dr. Vanessa, oh God, Dr. P.K. Robert, Dr. Oh God, Minister Robin, and all, oh God, those who host and, oh God, who present on this program. We pray for the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you, God, for another month, oh God. Those whose numbers were not, oh God, where they wanted to be. That, God, this new month, oh God, would be another month. Oh, God, for us to reach, oh, God, our goals. So continue to be with us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Remember that you're the head, you're not the tail. You're a victor, not a victim. You're destined for greatness. Square your shoulders and keep your chin up. The sky is the limit. The earth belongs to God. God bless you is my prayer. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Well, this is the time now, family, where we are going to have prayer requests, and I am going to call forward. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much, Minister Robin. And as always, thank you for that phenomenal word. Before I get started, I do want to remind you about our upcoming trip to the Bahamas to our Artists Empowerment Conference, which is being held October 31st. That's the best place to be, not celebrating Halloween, but celebrating a new beginning and a new experience in your life out at the Atlantis Hotel in the Bahamas. We're encouraging everybody to make sure you're getting your passports. But if you would go to www.artistempowermentconference.com, artistempowermentconference.com, and go on and register for the conference. We want to keep that in front of you each and every day. We have a goal of at least 300, hoping to get to 500. So for many of you all who have not gone to register, they're trying to turn in counts for the hotel. We're encouraging you definitely over this weekend. We had a phenomenal end of month. Last month, many of us were up very, very late trying to get those last people signed up and last things ordered. But we want to, so that Monday and Tuesday,
our Diamond President Reggie and our Kings of Artists who are hosting this great event can plan accordingly. So if you have not registered, it's $149. The 99 special is over, but $149 is regular with VIP, $189. And I tell you, that VIP treatment we received in Orlando was definitely worth the upgrade. Please go to www.artistempowermentconference.com. All righty. Well, again, on this Friday, we thank God for Minister Willa, as always, just greeting God's people and praying the heavens down, I tell you. And we just appreciate her love for God and her love for the TNC family. We thank you, Minister Robin, our prayer warrior, Gerald, for commanding the post of hosts this morning and just making us know we're in the right place at the right time. And again, our anointed mouthpiece for the morning, Pastor Derek Allen, we are indebted to you and thankful. That reminded me of so many things, the family structure. That truly is God's focus, and we appreciate you pointing us back to where it all begins, with the family. Thank you, thank you, thank you, man of God. This is our time. This is the purpose. One of the main purposes of this call is the honor we have of lifting you up in prayer, of lifting up your prayer requests, and hearing your praise reports. So we've opened up the queue. If you would like to hit *6 and then 1, it'll come into the queue, and we'll definitely, our team and all those who are on the line, will listen and be in one accord, one mind, one spirit, as we pray one for another. So we're going to start in Indiana with our Miss Jackie. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the TMC.
Thank you, Pastor V, and good morning to my TMC family. I just want to come on this morning and request prayer. During the late hours, I was reaching out to some of my past business partners to see if artists was something that they want to revisit. And in doing so, I reached out to one of my partners, and she was at the hospital. So I am requesting prayer for her family. Her husband had a triple bypass last night and presently is in intensive care. I just spoke with her a few moments ago, and she was on her way back to the hospital. She finally had to leave the hospital after being there all day to get a little rest and then go back to see about her husband, and his name is Pastor Leonard Manuel. So please keep him uplifted in prayer. Like I said, presently he is in intensive care, and her name is Sheila Manuel. And so just keep that family uplifted. And as always, keep my heart, Caleb, uplifted in prayer too, as he transitions in his life again. So just keep him uplifted. God is working with him, and just pray that he hears God's calling.
All righty. Life transition. And thank you so much, as always, for being a part of our TNC family. Okay, is there anyone else? There's no one else in queue. I do want to, we did receive a text where we want to pray for our Monday speaker is Minister Jonah Stout. Her daughter, Taisha, had already had a bout with cancer and come through it strongly, but it has returned. So we want to keep Jonah Stout's daughter in prayer as she is again battling, and we already call the victory and the healing for the cancer in her body. We also want to lift up our executive president in Fort Worth, Martha Gibbons. Her mother, Mother Geneva, had to be rushed to the hospital. They thought it was a stroke, but it turned out to be some kind of intestinal infection. She's doing better, but let's continue to lift up her mother, Geneva, and speak a full recovery for her there in Fort Worth. All righty, I see Miss Joni has come into queue. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord, Dr. Vanessa and family. I love everyone. I'm just coming in to say everything's doing good and I feel good, but I like to ask for prayer. I don't know the exact name because they name all these kids these funny names, and now I'm at that age. If it ain't Aretha Franklin, I don't know the name. But
no.
Her name is Day-Day. China, I think. She just had a 1 pound, 1.5 pound baby. So we're praying that, you know, God's will, that the baby make it and go on. And she's been real rebellious to her mother, you know. I mean, oh, my God, through the years. And I just pray that God let this little child see, you know, if it's her will. See. So let's pray for the baby. I don't even know the baby's name or nothing. But they said I think she gained 5 more ounces or something like that. So just keep the lifted up in prayer. Day-Day Turner, thank you.
Thank you, and we're glad to hear it. You're feeling good, and you sounded strong. We love you so much, and we send those prayers out to Tampa. All right, moving right along, going all the way to the other East Coast, to New York. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning. Good morning to my artist family. Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. I am calling in with prayer requests, not for myself today, but I'm asking for prayer for all of the Christians and believers around the world. It's no secret what's happening, that they're being attacked. So my prayer this morning is for the believers like ourselves who are around the world doing God's work, for divine protection and for God just to strengthen them in the midst of the turmoil that they're experiencing. If it's not a health challenge, they're being threatened and attacked because of their faith and belief. So, just to pray worldwide for them this morning.
Amen. Definitely. Well, we were praying about that the other night at our church. We're leading in prayer, and those involved with the Ebola attack, and those even we, many of you probably woke up this morning with the news of our president sending relief to those who are trapped up on the mountain, these families, and just trying to intervene, America always being called on and then being criticized for being involved, but lift up and call out President Obama's name for wisdom and guidance. So thank you for reminding us of world events, and to definitely pray for believers, because mainly those are missionary doctors who got involved in it in Africa with the Ebola. So we thank you for that, and we definitely will cover and pray for the strength and protection of all those involved. We're praying for those in Hawaii with those storms coming that way, that they will be protected. They've not had hurricanes in over 20 years, and we still have people who don't believe that there's a real climate change going on. So we must keep that in prayer. Thank you so much, Deborah. It was so good seeing you recently down in Orlando. All righty, are there any other prayer requests before we go to the Lord in prayer? We know that Ms. Shavela, Transform 90 Queen, is teaching on the other call, but we want to make sure we hear from everybody here. All right, from Houston, welcome to the Master's Call. Good morning. 0089, I just unmuted you.
I'm sorry, I was talking with my phone muted. Good morning, my TMC family and Dr. Vanessa, I love you so much. As usual, I just smile when I hear Joni's voice. So I don't know you, Joni, but I love you, and I pray for you all the time. I want to thank God for the message today. I thank God for this format that he laid on your hearts, that we get the full gospel, the full word of God, not just we're are going to be successful, but you give us a message about how to live right before a holy God. So I praise God for you in this format, the Master's Call. And I want to also lift up a coworker who has been ill the whole week, that her body, her name is Kaylin Machupa, that God would heal her body completely so that she could get pregnant. That's her desire. So I want to bring that before the prayer warriors, her desire to become a mother. And right now her body is just being attacked. So please lift her up in prayer. Love all of y'all. God bless you. Amen.
We love you too, Miss Sharon. Thank you so much for calling in. You are truly a blessing to us, and we love you so much, and I am so humbled by your encouraging messages that you send us, and I'm sure Pastor Allen is blessed by the fact that this the word today blessed your heart. That's what we're about, and that's what we're here for. So thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, we're going to head out to Philadelphia to Ms. Siobhan. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, beautiful.
Great, great. Good morning, Master Skull family. My prayer request is in regards to my family. This weekend, the 10th, will be the celebration of life that my grandmother went home to be with the Lord 2 years ago. She went home 2 years ago as of yesterday, and her birthday is on the 10th. So I just wanted to lift my family up in prayer, and those that will be preparing to travel for the upcoming Super Saturdays, again, next weekend and the following weekend.
All righty. We definitely will keep you covered in prayer and your family. Those special days of landmarks are often a little challenging, but I tell you, God is our comforter and for traveling mercies for everyone. That is right. Let me write that down. There are a lot of people on the road. Thank you for that. I did speak with Godmother yesterday. I wanted to make sure I heard her voice, and she is recovering nicely, very talkative. She's doing fine. Let me know that the surgery went well. It's a beautiful bouquet of flowers she's received. And she said, I've never been in a hospital this pretty. It's just gorgeous. I could stay here all the time. I said, no, that's not the purpose, Godmother. It's not a hotel. It is a hospital. So she is doing fine. She goes home later on today. So we want to keep her in prayer. And we just thank God that she came through the surgery so well and is in great spirits. And many of you all have been asking how Godmother was doing. So we thank God for Dorothy Cook, our platinum president. And I was reminding her how life went on, and Nicole Shavala, our president Shavala, Transform 90 Queen, have been doing a phenomenal job all week in her stead. So we just thank God that we are family. That message was so apropos this morning, reminding us of God's faithfulness to us. All right, is there anybody else before we go to prayer? Because, again, this is one of the main mandates that was laid on Dr. PK's heart and my heart when we started this call. And, of course, we want to keep her in prayer, Dr. PK, while she is away. And I've been praying that she receives all she needs during this time of rest and just spending time in the presence of the Lord. So let's keep her also covered in prayer. Okay, well, nobody else is coming to the queue. And we want to also add to the list today is the homecoming celebration for my uncle there in Atlanta. My mother chose not to go, so I'm still here in Texas with her. But family members, my older brother and others, would have traveled to Atlanta at Bishop Waters Church. At 11 is Uncle Frank Francis Barnes' ceremony. So just keep the family in prayer as they celebrate 88 years of life this morning at 11. And his son, call out Rodney's name, his only son, and he's been doing good, but I could hear his voice a little shaky when I was talking to him last night. And my mother is really doing better than all of us, just at peace and just being very prayerful. So that's a true matriarch in our families. Many of us have them, that they just have a true godly strength and confidence in the Lord. So continue to call out Miss Josie's name, and we just thank God for that. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for another day, another opportunity to do what you told us to do, stand in the gap and make up the hedge, to pray always, to never cease or to never grow weary in calling out your name, to know that you said in Isaiah 55 that not one single word will return void. But we thank you, God, that we have an understanding that when we pray, the power of God shows up. When we activate the heavens, the assignments get accomplished. We thank you, God, that we understand that when purpose is going to prevail, it takes a consistent time of prayer. So we thank you today that we lift up our entire Artists International family. We lift up our entire Master's Call family. We thank you and speak and decree the blessings of God on each and every family. We thank you for Pastor Derek Allen today reminding us that God's focus is the family structure and everything still is built on the institution of the family and the roles each family member plays. Thank you that he stirred in our hearts a new conviction to be the best that we're called to be in our individual family so that we can watch the corporate will of God go forth, pour back virtue into this man of God, this father, this husband, this papa, this pastor, this artist distributor, this world shaker and kingdom maker. I thank you for his life. I thank you for his consistency with this call. Pour back into him everything and even more of what he has poured out to us today. And Father, I thank you for the prayer requests that we've received. We lift up Pastor Leonard Manuel and speak comfort to his wife, Jackie. We thank you for you carrying him through the triple bypass. Now we continue to send the word, Jehovah Rapha, the word of healing to his body, to his heart, Father, to every other organ and cell and tissue and muscle. Father, you are the great surgeon general. You be in that room that also flooded with the shalom peace in his wife Sheila's heart. And I just thank you that she feels the prayers of the righteous as a pastor. We pray for the peace and the comfort for that entire flock as they stand in the gap calling on the name of Jesus, lifting up their manservant, the angel of their house. And we call his whole recovery process successful. We continue to send prayers for Caleb as he goes through life transition. Father, I thank you that your hand is upon him. Destiny is already in his name, and that you will make the crooked pathway straight and the rough places smooth, and the seed of the word is implanted into his heart. Let him wrestle with the word. And Father, we thank you that the word of God will always win and rule in his house. We continue to call out Jonas, Minister Jonas Stout and her daughter, Tanisha. We speak healing to her body. Cancer is a name. And Father, just like you've done it before, where she's been healed and hold of cancer, we speak even a greater healing, a greater deliverance in her body. Father, I thank you for the family as they walk through this fight again that they have on your armor of God, and that we already see ourselves, Jehovah Nissi, victorious in you. Cancer is a name, and it must bow to the name of Jesus. So we send forth the word of peace, of healing, of wholeness, and especially to her mother, Minister Jonah. We just thank you that you equipped her for this journey in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we send the word of healing to Mother Geneva there in Fort Worth, our executive president, Martha Givens' mother. We call her the heal, the whole. She's been such a powerful matriarch in that family. We pray for her husband, Martha's father, that he stay at peace and strong during this season. Father, we just thank you for that family that has always trusted and leaned and depended on you. So we're just thanking you for the praise report of the healing in Mother Geneva's body. And oh, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for our evangelist, Miss Jody. Oh, Father, thank you that today we hear the strength in her voice. We thank you for the healing virtue in her body, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Now today she's asked us to pray for Day-Day Turner and this one-pound baby. We thank you, Father, that we've seen you speak life and bring life into these children. Now in that prenatal, that natal unit right now, we send the word of healing. Thank you for the 5 ounces she's gained, and we call her whole. Thank you that the baby is a fighter, and that the baby believes in life, and we speak life. We only decree life and life more abundantly over this child. And we cancel those spirits of rebellion that may have flowed through Day-Day Turner. We just send labors across her path that will pierce her heart by speaking your word. Father, I hear in my ear that her prayers, the mother's prayers, Day-Day's mother's prayers have gone forth over the years. And we just thank you for the Damascus Road experience. Rest her by your Holy Spirit, and that this child will be an instrument that you use that will turn Day-Day to you, to be rooted and grounded in only you, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for Deborah. We thank you for her reminding us of the world issues around the world, and that your power is for the entire world. You went to the cross for those who know you, but for those who did not, who do not know you. And we just thank you that we pray and cover and lift up our Christian believers all around the world, those in very dangerous situations, those who can put their lives on the line to help and to speak truth and to be your hand extended to many others. We speak their protection. We speak their strength. We speak your divine intervention. Father, even for the rescue mission, the humanitarian event that's taking place right now in Iraq, continue, Father, to save souls, save lives. Even, Father, only you, as a Christian nation, we often fight to be, would have us to go in and rescue the enemy. They would have us to go in and save those who have been coming against us. And we thank you, Father. We're planting the seeds of your word, the demonstration of love. And I thank you that we lift up, you told us to pray for our president, pray for those who have rulership and leadership over us. We thank you for President Barack Obama. We thank you that we stand on Proverbs 11:14. It says, in a multitude of counsel, there is safety. We thank you for the godly counsel that you bring around him. Lift him up, the family, him and Michelle, their daughters, his mother-in-law, all those there, that unit, the first family for our country, Father. We are commanded to pray and speak the blessings, the protection, the wisdom, the peace of God in that home, and even their daughter as she prepares to go to Stanford. Father, make this a good time, a good experience for their oldest child. We send the prayers. We cover them by the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you for Minister Sharon. I worship her. We praise God that the word of God touched her heart today and encouraged her spirit. We lift up Kaylin today. We pray for healing in her body. Father, you know her desire, just like Anna, to have a child. You know the cries that come from her heart, from her very spirit and soul, that she desires her womb to be blessed. So we speak healing to her body. We speak fertilization to her womb. Father, like the prophet Elijah said, this time next year, we're speaking and decreeing to the heavens, you'll do it for this, your daughter. You'll do it. You'll touch her body even now, and we speak that praise report forth now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Siobhan in Philadelphia. Be with the family as they celebrate and commemorate the anniversary, the 10 years of the homegoing of her grandmother. Father, touch the family members. Everyone misses and grieves differently, but put the celebration of the seeds of love, of kindness, of Christian demonstration that their grandmother demonstrated in their lives, and that they will walk out the prayers that she prayed over them for many, many years. We thank you, Father, for the traveling mercies for all those at Artists International who are traveling, all the Super Saturdays from coast to coast and all around the world, all the times that we get together and share what we have with artists. Bless us. Give us divine favor. Do what only you can do for us. Many of us set goals with our end of month. We thank you for those who are successful. We thank you for the efforts of those who may not have accomplished it. But, Father, we thank you that you're still with us as we will continue to stay focused and firm and faithful. So we thank you for this time of intercession. We thank you for this time of your presence and you giving us a mind to pray, a heart to pray, a desire to call on your name, and for the unspoken prayer request on this line, for those that were not uttered, but you know, Father, you know what's in their heart. You know the concerns that are in their spirit. You know the declaration and decrees that they carry to be birthed in their life, in their circle of influence. Now we lift up the Diaz de Leon family, the entire staff, our corporate office. We speak blessings over our new commercial director, Miss Olga. We thank you that you brought her for such a time as this. Use her mightily. Use her strategically to bring about the order that you desire for this company, the unity. Father, I thank you for the skills that you've given her, that we will be receptive and we're good soil to be what you call us to be. We thank you for the success for those striving for president, for royal platinum. Continue to bring in the favor, bring in the new, fresh life and blood from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And as we leave this call, but absolutely never leaving your presence, we thank you for the victory we have in you. We thank you that you've given us the mind of Christ, that we're only saying what you say about us, that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, that we are decreeing in your word from Philippians 4, that we can do all things because you, Paraclete, you, Holy Spirit, dwell big in us. We are saying and announcing to the heavens from 1 John 4:4, greater is he that's in me than any fiery attack, any demonic plot that's in the world. We are saying that we are the head and we're not the tail. And we thank you that we are decreeing over our lives that we have the victory in you. So thank God. We thank you. We bless you. We extol you, Jesus. And until we come together again as your ministers in the marketplace, we seal this time of intercession in your name, for there's no name greater than the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, because there's power in the blood of Jesus, and by the faith of God, the thread that holds it together till we see the manifestation of your divine will in our lives. We seal it, decree it, and declare that it is done, and it is so in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Thank God for each and every one of you. So many of you are still on the call. We love you. We appreciate you. We salute the God in you. And have a phenomenal weekend as we come back on Monday, where we'll be hearing from our minister, Jonah. And we just know that this weekend we go out worshiping our God. This weekend we go out doing the work of the kingdom. This weekend we're dressed for battle and we're warriors with the mission, knowing we're victorious in you. Have a blessed one, and we'll hear from you on Monday. Bye-bye.